Shalom, everybody. In our parsha, we hear about Yitzchak's journeys in Eretz Plishtim, and more specifically, the Torah tells us in Perek Chavav, Pasuk Tesvav, we hear about the wells that Yitzchak dug, the Chol HaBe'eros, Asher Chafru Avdei Aviv Bimei Avraham Aviv, Sitmum Plishtim, Vayimalum Afar. Avram had dug wells in the area, and the Torah tells us that Yitzchak redug those wells. They'd been stopped up, and Yitzchak redug his father's wells and gave them the same names that his father Avram had given them. And we can ask a general question on this whole episode. What is the purpose of this story? What's the message? It seems at first glance as though this is a completely superfluous episode, but that's obviously not the case. So what is going on here? The Shem Mishmuel, Rev Shmuel Borenstein, the second Sochashova Rebbe, who died in 1926, discusses this on this parsha in the year Tuf Reish Ayin Aleph, and he says that the Torah is alluding here to something far deeper than it seems at the surface. The Shem Mishmuel says that before Avraham came along, the world was a dark place. It was devoid of belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bereft of knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Avram came along and lit up the world. He enlightened the world by introducing the world to God's existence. There is a creator of the universe, and that creator directs and guides the universe. And the Shem Yishmuel says that Avram didn't need to convince anyone per se of God's existence. He just had to help them see the universe properly. He had to help them see the universe clearly. Using the seichel, using the intellect, it was clear to anyone and everyone with whom Avram came into contact that God exists. There is a creator. There is a Ribono Shel Olam who created the world and directs the world. And that was, in quotes, easy for Avram, so to speak, because they saw it with their own eyes. They used their seichel, they used their intellect. However, the physical world has the ability to cloud over our seichel. It plays tricks on us. It pulls us away from what we know to be true and from what we know to be infinite. And the world can draw us towards things which really are false and finite. It's easy to forget God when we're pulled towards physical things. When Avram died, the physical aspect of the world clouded over what people knew to be true. And so Yitzchak comes along, and Yitzchak comes along with his midah, with his specialized focus. What was his specialized midah? It was to bring gvura and yira into the world. He helped inject awe and reverence into the world and into people's hearts. Awe and yira have the ability to override the pull towards the physical world. When a person has yira, they're drawn less to instant gratification, and they think longer and harder about what is true and what is real. And that, says the Shem Yishmuel, is what our parsha, what this episode of the wells is referring to. Avram had dug wells. He showed people the water, the truth, the Torah, so to speak, the key to life. But over time, that truth had been covered over by dirt, by the physical world. And Yitzchak comes along and uncovers those wells. He uncovers the truth for all to see. And this, says the Shem Mishmuel, is the hidden message behind the seemingly simple story in our parsha. And it's a lesson for each and every generation of Bnei Yisrael. Each generation of Bnei Yisrael has its own unique context and environment within which we learn Torah and follow Torah and teach Torah and get closer to Hashem. And each generation has its own challenges within which we keep the Torah and get closer to Hashem. Sometimes it's those challenges where we learn Torah and challenges that we teach Torah are unique in every generation. And therefore, sometimes those wells are close to the surface, and sometimes, in some generations, the wells of Torah, the wells of truth, have been covered over with so much dirt and so much misinformation and so much uncertainty. And it's our job to follow not only in Avram's footsteps, but it's our job also to follow in Yitzchak's footsteps. We need to find those wells of Torah and truth, wherever they may be. And in our generation, and in that generation, another generation, those wells of Torah are sometimes covered over with so much dirt. And we have to find them no matter how much dirt covers them over. And it's our job to stay close to those wells and to uncover them with the unique tools that we are given. Have an amazing day, everyone.